Dick's Sporting Goods posted great sales numbers, but they sort of take a pass on restricting gun sales. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 22nd day of August. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you're here. Jobless claims are in, and a whole new low is in the news. The Affordable Care Act is back. So, too, are higher insurance costs. Retail did pretty well, unless you are a department store chain. Those stories and a bunch more, along with a conversation about video and training for sales with Kim Robinson, who does work nationwide, door-to-door selling, training videos. It's a great piece. It really is. Video for business. But first, let's check out those business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. So glad that you guys have come through. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour, or me personally. You can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it would seem, given the numbers from Dick's Sporting Goods, that the U.S. consumer is propping up the economy in a big way. Dick's today posted its second quarter sales numbers, and they did beat expectations. Shares of the retail company surged on the report and on the hope that consumers are still in a mood to spend. Sales at Dick's Sporting Goods were pegged at $2.26 billion. That's up from the consensus forecast of $2.2 billion. In addition, same-store sales increased by 3.2%. Based on the numbers, Dick's raised its full-year forecast going forward. One of the items that we were listening for was if Dick's would make a change in their gun sales. And they didn't. They deferred its anticipated retreat from its hunt category, saying they're continuing to review their hunting business. Dick's did change their gun sale policy after the Parkland school murders and no longer sells assault-style rifles, high-capacity magazines, and they did raise the purchase age for firearms to 21. Well, the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits in mid-August fell back toward a post-2008 recession low, which suggests that a slower U.S. economy has not done much to inhibit a strong labor market. Initial jobless claims, that's a rough way to measure layoffs, declined by 12,000 to 209,000 people, according to the report this morning from the Labor Department. Claims fell in California, Florida, and Texas. Currently, the number of people who receive unemployment benefits fell by 54,000 people to a total of 1.67 million. That, by the way, is near a 40-year low. The bad news is the Labor Department has changed the job creation numbers, saying they reported 500,000 more jobs created than what there were. The good news is that many companies are not turning to widespread layoffs. However, wages continue to lag given the current worker shortage. Economists are now pointing to increases in employer health care insurance premiums as one of the reasons wages have seemed to stagnate. Speaking of health care, according to the Wall Street Journal, insurers are expanding their Affordable Care Act plan offerings for next year, with the once troubled business now generating profits, even as the overall individual insurance market has shrunk. Oscar Insurance Corporation is the latest to announce its expected growth for 2020, adding six new states, including Pennsylvania and Georgia, to its current roster of nine. Insurers including Cigna, Bright Health, Molina Healthcare, and Centrine, the biggest seller of ACA plans, will also increase their footprints next year. Meanwhile, Anthem is expanding in at least two of its states. That would be California and Virginia. The insurer's move reflects the business improved finances after sharp rate hikes in previous years helped revenues catch up to claim costs. In other words, insurance companies seem to be flush with cash, so they are expanding their markets. While the Affordable Care Act is expanding, people with private health insurance is falling. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, enrollment in plans sold through the ACA's marketplaces or exchanges was around 10.6 million in the first quarter, roughly the same as the year earlier total. But the overall number of people with individual insurance has dropped to 13.7 million in the first quarter of this year. That's down from 14.4 million a year earlier, and get this, 18.8 million in the first quarter of 2015. The reason? Well, this year, the ACA's financial penalty for people without health coverage went away. That's a fact that was a key factor in the individual plan enrollment decrease from 2018. But even more than that is the high cost of health care insurance. The sharp fall in individual marketplace enrollment since 2015 is largely tied to the cost, according to insurers and analysts. The attrition has occurred largely in plans sold outside of the ACA's marketplaces. Those plans draw people who don't qualify for federal subsidies that help defray the costs of their coverage. Those consumers have borne the full brunt of rate increases, which hit heavily in years before this year. Well, by all reports, it's been a good season for retail, unless you happen to be a department store chain. Walmart, Target, Lowe's, and Home Depot all had great reports as consumers continue to shop at the big box stores. However, department stores continue to struggle. JCPenney, Macy's, and Kohl's all reported declines in revenue from a year earlier. It could get worse. Macy's and JCPenney haven't yet included the impact from impending tariffs on Chinese goods, and that might be a whopper of a number. A levy on department store staples like handbags already went into effect, with the vast majority of other goods slated for hikes later this year. And unlike retail giant Walmart, many department stores are finding they don't have the buying power to push back on those tariff-related price hikes. So is there an answer for struggling department store chains? Now, some in the industry say there's hope, but department stores need to be really honed in on their customers' wants and needs and be more nimble in the retail sector. Well, there may be yet another casualty of the Trump trade war with China. What is it? The tourism industry. The flow of visitors from the People's Republic of China coming to the United States has already diminished since the conflict erupted in early 2018, and continuing tensions are projected to result in 2 million fewer Chinese tourists this year. That's a big deal, is it? Well, the simple answer is yes. Over 2 years, all of this reduction in tourism adds up to $11 billion in lost spending. While such dollar figures are a fraction of the $20 trillion U.S. economy, they are meaningful to local economies, especially for smaller businesses that cater to tourism and at a time economic growth is slowing. And then, of course, there is this. Chinese tourists make up the third largest market for travel to the United States and spend on average, get this, $5,800 per visit. That's more than any other nationality. By comparison, visitors from the United Kingdom, the largest market for arrivals to the United States, spend roughly $2,500 per person. Big difference. Well, Amazon just opened its biggest office building, and guess what? It's not in the United States. The online retailer's new campus is in India, and it covers over 9 acres and has 1.8 million square feet of office space, making it the company's single largest building in the world in total area. The new office complex will accommodate up to 15,000 employees, and that's nearly a quarter of Amazon's full-time India workforce of more than 62,000 people. Amazon has poured billions of dollars into its India business in recent years, expanding operations and seeking new retailers as it battles Walmart for e-commerce supremacy that Morgan Stanley estimates will be worth $200 billion a year by 2027. And finally, there's this one for you. It seems that the Iowa Department of Public Safety, yes, the Iowa Department of Public Safety, over the past 2 years issued more than 5,800 licenses to private security workers without doing the required background checks. The failure means the Iowa Department of Public Safety may have granted licenses to people who have criminal histories. The audit report was issued by Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand, who said that a year after the department's discovered the problems, hundreds of licenses have still yet to be reviewed, to determine if they are indeed valid. There you have it, the Iowa Department of Public Safety. All right, in for the interview is Kim Robinson from D2D Sales Training. Now, Kim creates video sales training for companies nationwide, people who still go door-to-door in sales. We'll talk about everything that he does, why it works, and a whole bunch more. Today, Kim Robinson, in for the interview.